This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Deaths and injuries in a terror attack in Vienna, Austria. AP correspondent Mike Garcia with details.
An attack in Vienna, Austria Monday night left at least two people dead and 15 wounded, according to authorities. One of those killed was an attacker who was taken down by police. The attack started shortly after 8 p.m. on a street in the city center outside the main synagogue. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister tells the Associated Press he witnessed part of the attack.
They were shooting at least 100 rounds just in front of our building.
Austria's top security official said it's believed there were several gunmen and a police operation was underway hours after the attack. I'm Mike Garcia.
It is officially election day in the United States, where the bulk of Americans who have not voted and intend to will cast ballots for local, state, and, of course, national or presidential elections. The tallying of the ballots in the presidential election will be the main focus. In last-minute rallies, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden made their final pitches to the voters. At a drive a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says when the city erupted in protest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, he brought in law and order.
And we sent in the guard and we saved Kenosha. We saved Kenosha. I said, you know, I think Kenosha's going to like me. We did a good job.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says President Trump isn't honest about helping black Americans.
Pittsburgh! Honk if you think it's a bunch of malarkey. He's lying. You got it. Look, the truth is Donald Trump has done more to harm black America than any president in modern history.
More